Chapter 3. The Strange Face. We left the cabin and found a man at the companion obstructing our way. He was standing on the ladder with his back to us, peering over the combing of the hatchway. He was, I could see, a misshapen man. Short, broad and clumsy, with a crooked back, a hairy neck and a head sunk between his shoulders. He was dressed in dark blue serge and had peculiarly thick, coarse black hair. I heard the unseen dogs growl furiously, and forthwith he ducked back, coming into contact with the hand I put out to fend him off from myself. He turned with animal swiftness. In some indefinable way, the black face thus flashed upon me shocked me profoundly. It was a singularly deformed one. The facial part projected, forming something dimly suggestive of a muzzle, and the huge, half-open mouth showed as big white teeth as I had ever seen in a human mouth. His eyes were bloodshot at the edges, with scarcely a rim of white round the hazel pupils. There was a curious glow of excitement in his face.
"Confound you," said Montgomery. "Why the devil don't you get out of the way?"
The black-faced man started aside without a word. I went on up the companion, instinctively staring at him as I did so. Montgomery stayed at the foot for a moment.
"You have no business here, you know,"
he said in a deliberate tone.
"Your place is forward."
The black-faced man cowered.
"They won't have me forward."
He spoke slowly, with a queer, hoarse quality in his voice.
"Won't have you forward,"
said Montgomery in a menacing voice.
"But I tell you to go."
He was on the brink of saying something further, then looked up at me suddenly and followed me up the ladder. I had paused halfway through the hatchway, looking back, still astonished beyond measure at the grotesque ugliness of this black-faced creature.